אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Thought we'd start today with Rosh Hashanah happenings in Melbourne, which unfortunately not very positive, but the Jewish Community Council of Victoria has described a group of ultra-Orthodox people who held an illegal minyan on the first day of Rosh Hashanah as appalling. The group, who the Jewish News understands to be members of a breakaway group from Melbourne's Adas Israel Synagogue, entered the Ripponlea-based shul at about 5 a.m. on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and they refused to leave until nightfall. Video footage emerged on social media on Tuesday night of people outside the shul clashing with media and police who had surrounded the shul all day. A number of people reportedly fled the scene by climbing over neighboring roofs to evade police, and a cameraman was injured during the clash and is recovering in hospital. In a statement to the Jewish News, a Victorian police spokesperson said authorities had spoken to a number of people who attended the gathering and police were working to identify other attendees. All adults who attended will be issued with a $5,452 fine, the spokesperson said, and up to 30 people are said to have breached the lockdown restrictions, and inquiries into others who were there as well. Federal Labor MP Josh Burns said the public health rules apply to everyone, and it is beyond frustrating to hear that a small group of people are continuing to act with disregard for the law. And condemning the gathering, the Jewish Communal Council of Victoria President Daniel Agion said it is central to the Jewish religion that lives are to be protected and that the law of the country must be complied with. And the individuals who gathered together ignored those basic Jewish principles, and we condemn them for their selfish and unlawful conduct.
The trouble, Shane, is that people say Jewish people and they lump everybody together as Jewish people, and it created a lot of anti-Jewish feeling in the community.
Yeah, that's right. It sort of puts everyone in the one basket when they shouldn't be at all. And in fact, the president of the Adas Israel congregation, Benjamin Koppel, told the Jewish News on Wednesday the gathering in question was an independent group of worshippers who were unaffiliated with Adas Israel Synagogue. So it's a breakaway group, unfortunately, when as you say, when a lot of people hear it in the news, they just associate it with the whole Jewish community.
It is a problem because we all celebrated Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, us in Sydney and our listeners in Melbourne. We celebrated Rosh Hashanah under lockdown, and Yom Kippur is coming. It's also going to be in a lockdown. We have to be very grateful for the health authorities for allowing blowing the shofar in the public areas, because it gave comfort to many people of our communities. They could go to public parks around Sydney and Melbourne and hear the blowing of the shofar and feel part of the community, especially that COVID is still a problem. And Moriah had to close down, and also I know Monty had a problem.
Yeah, they closed down briefly last Friday, Moriah College did, because a member of the broader Moriah community tested positive. The school went into a deep clean, and those who were there on August 31 were asked to self-isolate. And yes, also that week at Monte Fury campus in Hunters Hill, there was a staff member who tested positive, but all residents were tested and had negative test results. So that's a relief.
We're talking to Shane Tziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, still in Melbourne, there's very big news for the community there.
Yes, this is very good news. The development of Melbourne's new Jewish Arts Quarter took a major leap forward last week when it was officially granted planning permission by the Victorian government. The precinct is to be developed in Selwyn Street in the suburb of Elsternwick, and it's being hailed as an inclusive destination that will offer great museum experiences, art, theatre, education, learning, music, food and shopping. Adjacent to the Jewish Holocaust Centre, the Jewish Arts Quarter is set to emerge as the revitalised home for the Jewish Museum of Australia, the Gandel Centre of Judaica, and the Kadima Jewish Cultural Centre and National Library.
What's the budget there?
It's expected to be in the multi-millions of dollars and also to generate $65 million in investment during the construction phase and create 210 construction jobs and then 31 ongoing jobs. So it's a major development. And to date, Victorian government has committed $5 million to the project. The directors say that as soon as the funding commitments are secured to complete the project, construction will commence, and they estimate it'll take approximately 2 years to build and then open.
That's amazing. Shane, front page of the Australian Jewish News this week is the 9/11 20th anniversary.
Yes, 20 years, goodness. So we have about 4 or 5 pages of coverage, and on our front page we have a very emotional interview was conducted with a gentleman called Julian Robinson, who was originally from Sydney but was inside working at the South Tower at the World Trade Center on 9/11 20 years ago. He describes what that was like, being in the building, seeing smoke and fire and going outside, escaping and seeing the carnage, and also very sadly seeing his staff members, not seeing them again, having just spoken to them just before a plane crashed into the building. Just awful memories of that. But he also talks about memorial that's there now and what that means to the survivors. And also he reflects on the current situation sadly unfolding in Afghanistan. He said it's very sad to see that Taliban and groups like Al-Qaeda are back in action, actually in government now in Afghanistan.
Well, you know that, Shane, 9/11 is one of those things in history that you would remember where you were and what you did when you first heard about it. Like when Kennedy was murdered, I was a little girl, and my parents spoke about the murder of John Kennedy as like a national disaster. And I remember even how, I mean, I was really very, very young and I still remember it. And I think many of our listeners will remember 9/11 when they heard about it and how they heard about it. It's one of those moments in history. And as you said, 20 years on, to see what happened in Afghanistan, it's very, very sad. Before we go, just very briefly, I know Masada College has a new principal, Masada College, the Jewish Day School on Sydney's North Shore.
Yes, it's Mira Hasofer, and she's got an interesting story in that she's originally from Sydney, but she worked as the principal of the Jewish Carmel School in Hong Kong for the last 2 decades. Just by chance, all the schools in Hong Kong were closed for a lockdown there for up to 18 months. So she gained a lot of experience of online teaching and learning. She got the job, and when she arrived in Australia, of course, just before term 3 during the holidays, she did her 2 weeks of hotel quarantine. And then she found out that the current Sydney lockdown was going to start, and obviously it's been almost 3 months now. So she quickly realized she had to put all those skills she learned in Hong Kong straight to back in action at her new school, Masada.
Shane, this is Yatnik. I would like to take the opportunity wishing you Gmar Chatima Tova and Chag Sameach. Thank you.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.